Ryan Toys Review. Hey, I'm Ravi Jagopal, and you're listening to Cut to the Chase.fm, a show that brings you business, tech, mind, and marketing hacks for entrepreneurs and digital creators. In the last episode, I talked about being where your audience is, going where your customers are. And one of the examples I gave was, I said, if you want to sell a toy, you want to be where the kids are, right? Which is why advertisers go nuts spending millions of dollars trying to get a 7-year-old boy called Ryan, who loves trains and cars and toys in general, to endorse their products. Ryan has a YouTube channel called Ryan Toys Review, which has 18 million subscribers and over 26 billion video views. And an article in Forbes says, quote, earning him $22 million in the 12 months leading up to June 1st, 2018, end quote. And that article, linked in the show notes along with the YouTube channel, goes on to say, quote, nearly all of his money, or about $21 million, comes from pre-roll advertising on his channel, Ryan Toys Review and Ryan's Family Review. When views go up, so do these automated ad dollars. With more views than anyone else on the list, it's no surprise that he claims the top spot. The remaining $1 million comes from sponsored posts. That dollar amount is low compared with the money earned from similar content by other YouTubers on our list, the result not only of how few deals Ryan or his family chooses to accept, but also the fact that his pint-sized demographic isn't exactly all that flush. End quote. Do you think this little kid started a channel with the intention of making money? Of course not. Do you think his parents helped him create this channel with the intention of quote-unquote exploiting their child to make millions? Absolutely not. And when you hear the cliched quote-unquote passion, this is what it really comes down to. When you have passion, you can do things for a long time without expecting a profit, without expecting a return on investment. But simply having a lot of passion in itself without thinking and planning for monetization is what burns out a lot of entrepreneurs. So putting the cart before the horse and worrying about making money before you have anything to actually monetize, before you have anything to sell, before you have an audience is not going to help. But on the flip side, having a lot of passion alone will also not help you become successful. And that's the difference between a hobbyist and an entrepreneur. From passion to profits, from making to marketing to monetization, that's what I talk about on this show as well as on my main podcast at subscribeme.fm. And to listen to older episodes of this show, visit cuttothechase.fm.